and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruz. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. I had a mix around from yesterday and today's guests. Usually the first Monday of the month is...
Ask a Nurse.
From
Ivy.
Come on. You gotta pick it up here, Ivy Corella, Hollenrake. Come on. but yesterday had political governor candidate on who could only be on, you know, and yada is gonna announce his lieutenant governor candidate. You were nice enough to say we can reschedule. Welcome to my life, my stressful life. Anyway, and our topic today is?
Stress. What is stress?
Stress
yeah.
is being in a purple padded room with David Pruz. No, that's comedy.
Yeah. What is stress? I guess that's what I'm going to talk about today. What do you consider stress?
I consider stress for me things getting backed up that I've not accomplished that are in a critical phase.
Yeah.
That's when I get stressed.
Yeah.
And over the last few days, I've had stress because of my work and taking care of my clients and all the things I'm trying to get done. I was in my office this morning at 6:15 a.m.
Oh, wow.
You know, and... Mm-hmm. And I was there last night till about 7:15, but you just have these items you got to get done, and
yeah.
then you have different things during the day from me that back you up even more or aren't accomplished, or things that were supposed to be done did not get done. I'm in real estate, and now ponder that, you know, and that's all I do is real estate, and it's all I know. And so what some people would say, that's so stressful. I just say to myself, that's just a normal day.
Yeah.
At times.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, since I do work for myself, I can shut it off. I know how to shut it off. I just shut it down. And as we were talking earlier, when I walk through the door before I get into the purple padded room, I'm starting to shut it down because this is a whole different aspect. And this is doing the show is actually a stress relief for me.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. And that's what's really important is having, identifying what stresses you and having outlets outlet to get rid of some of that stress when you do have it or let go of it.
Mm-hmm.
So first identify it and then how to manage it or sometimes avoiding it. Sometimes we can avoid it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we can't.
And then, you know, I sort of trick the stress in my body. And today, you know, I was at the office at 6:15. I'm picking up a client at 8:15, showing him property. I've got things I'm doing, you know, I've got a 12:30 appointment. I've got a pretty booked day. And I'm coming down Illinois Street. I say, hold it. So I go into Marla's Bakery. And I get Emily a thing of sticky buns.
Aww.
And this other thing. And I bring it to her at the office. And I told her, you know, no matter how busy I get, you know, I'm always going to find time to do those little things for you. And that to me is a de-stressor. You know, it puts a smile on your face.
Yeah.
And the holy bad thing about it was I did not buy anything for myself. great. Yeah.
You know what my sweetie did today?
What'd he do?
He gave me this really cool green rock he found.
Yeah.
And I just, it was just so, I mean, he always teases me about, I love rocks.
A de-stressor. Yeah, this breaks up the day. Yeah.
And he just was like, he was getting wet. He was like, this looked really cool. I thought you might like it and stuff. And it was just so cute, you know. He took the moment, thought about me. So that was neat.
There you go.
He gave me a rock.
He gave you a rock. all about the stress of a rock.
Yeah. So really, when you have something, a stressful event, what's happening? So what's happening inside is, it's actually for our self-preservation. Mm-hmm. You know, back in
caveman
early
days.
Times, exactly, you get threatened by something that's going to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you this crazy spurt of adrenaline that's released in our system to give us the energy to either fight it or run away from it. So it's this spurt of craziness, but it's to help us survive. So we can either fight off whatever if we feel the capacity to fight it off, or we run away from it. And then that physical action actually depletes that. So then it gets rid of it. So it's not supposed to be there all the time. It's a quick action to help us survive, and then we're supposed to get rid of it by that physical action.
Okay.
The problem today is a lot of people have stressors and stress going on, kind of chronic stress, and we're going to talk about the difference between acute and chronic. But they're not doing anything to release it. It's this buildup, this adrenaline release, and we're not doing anything physical.
Mm-hmm.
To deplete that, and it can cause a problem. It can wreak havoc on our system. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
We'll continue.
All right. So as we talked about, it's like a natural human reaction to any kind of changes occur. So you can have little teeny stress responses to something simple. Going on vacation, that's probably a little bit more acute, but just like all that planning and stuff, that's kind of a fun stressor, but it's a change.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that's going on, even if you're like driving to work and you get behind traffic, or that's not so, well, it is a little bit of issue here, but not like it was in the lower 48. Or you spill your coffee, you're on your way to work and you spill your coffee on yourself, and then you're like, oh, crap, I can't go into public like this. You know, I got to go change.
Or you drop your phone on the floor of your car and you're driving.
Yeah.
I do that.
You know, so those are like little daily stressors.
Yeah.
We're going to have encounter and stuff.
Yeah.
And so,
or technology hates me. But that doesn't stress me anymore. I just understand that. It hates me. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, how many passwords do you have?
Oh, my goodness.
Those little stressors, yes, during the day.
Yes. And then they stopped accepting the password that you have, and they want it to be 16
characters
of all these different things.
Like I'm going to remember that?
I know, right? I know, right? So it's a bane of our existence with this new technology. So stress is a response to help us to adjust to new situations. So there's three primary categories.
Mm-hmm.
There's acute stress, and that would be the short-term stress that comes and goes quickly. It could be positive or negative. It can cause the fight or flight response, as I mentioned before. And it can be like, as I mentioned, or being attacked by a bear. You better get your action going, moving, having a fight, going on vacation, having a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a new job or losing a job. So that kind of talks about there's good stress and bad stress, right? There's negative stress, and there's stress, and then there's eustress, which is considered good stress.
Okay.
And those help us grow and stuff. But again, recognizing that release of energy is there, and that we be mindful of it, so that we always have kind of decompression times, even when happy stresses are, but you got to kind of come down and recover. So episodic stress is when it's stress experienced on a regular basis, kind of stress you don't ever get the time you need to return to a calm, relaxed state. This is certain professions like healthcare workers. We're going to talk about what's one of the highest professions for the highest stress levels. But that's kind of episodic. That's kind of a frequent recurrence. And then there's chronic stress. Chronic stress is the kind of stress that's long-term, lasts for weeks or months, and that can be due to marriage troubles, work troubles, financial issues, medical issues, things that aren't going away, and it's just this constant adrenaline, this constant stressful situation.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a stress-free commercial break. We're at 907-458-TALK. 907-458-8255. I have Ivy, Carilla Hall, and Rake in the studio with me, and we'll be back after these messages, and we'll talk more about stress.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
So what sets Fairbanks Urology apart? For one, on-site labs with same-day results available for most tests. Are you concerned about your appointment day and time? Want to be seen sooner due to worsening symptoms? Well, just ask. Their dedicated triage team will be sure to coordinate care at a time that best supports you. Fairbanks Urology is dedicated to preventative screening, evaluation, and education. Taking care of yourself starts with just one appointment. Fairbanks Urology, corner of Cushman and Gaffney, online at fairbanksurology.com.
Care for your lawn this summer with help from Husqvarna Lawnmowers from the Woodway. Save time as you beautify your yard with Husqvarna lawn tractors and zero-turn mowers powered by Kawasaki. You'll love the quality construction and the perfect cut with heavy-duty fabricated decks and locking differentials. Easy to use. Drop by for a test drive today. The Woodway has the service you need with Husqvarna certified technicians. Care for your home and yard the Alaskan way, the right way. The Woodway. It's summertime in Fairbanks. Time to take care of winter's damage, like those trees leaning dangerously towards your house or car. That's unsettling. It's time to call Eric and his crew at the Great Alaska Tree Company. Licensed, bonded, insured, and professional. Great Alaska Tree Company are the ones to call to get the job done and done right. And it's more affordable than you would think. And one less thing to worry about. They'll haul them away, cut them up, whatever you wish.
Hi, this is Eric with Great Alaska Tree Company. Call me for a free estimate for your year-round and emergency service at 978-4702.
When it comes to great barbecue, cold drinks, and a place where everybody feels like a regular, head to Big Daddy's. From slow-cooked brisket and ribs to mouth-watering chicken and wings to ice-cold beer and good times with friends, Big Daddy's is your go-to spot for lunch, dinner, or a night out. Big flavors, friendly faces. It's the kind of place that keeps you coming back. Grab your crew and stop by Big Daddy's today. Big Daddy's, 2nd Wickersham, the northernmost southern barbecue.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun today, with daytime highs approaching 69. Winds out of the west around 5 miles an hour. Mainly clear skies tonight. Lows dip down to about 46. Daytime highs approaching 73. Tomorrow, ample sunshine expected. That's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Ivy Hollenrake in the studio here with me. We're talking about stress. It's the Ask a Nurse segment. She's supposed to be on the first Monday of every month, but due to the stressful conditions of 20 people running for governor, we had to switch her to the second the first Tuesday of the month, and move the Laundry House Gang back. So all because of one gubernatorial candidate, we've had stress.
And the cool thing is, since I'm retired, it was like, sure.
Yeah. And then I get a text from a stressed House candidate, and he said he's a member of the legislature, and it's Will Stapp out of finance, and he's down there and stressful, getting yelled at for what's wrong with you boneheads not getting this gas line deal done.
Yikes.
So he texted me, as do I have any openings this week? And I said Friday. So anyway.
Oh, good.
That's
good.
My life.
Yes. And I am happily retired, as I mentioned, so.
Yeah, I can see your cocktail, your margarita there.
Is it beer 30? No.
When you're retired, whole different time clock there. You don't punch in or out. You just float in and out.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Really enjoying it.
Good.
Just enjoying my life and just feeling that, you know, as a nurse for 40 years, it was my absolute joy. I couldn't have asked for a better profession, and it was definitely suited for me. But I do.
That's so important.
It is. And yeah. It's just to be able to love what you do for your career, and there's a lot of people that don't have that blessing.
Yeah. Ready for a phone call?
Sure.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Ivy Hollenrake, and your name is?
This is Josh Church and Dave Bronson here. We wanted to call in and say, if you're stressed, you should take the time off at 4:30, come down to the Golden Heart Waste Facility on 3859 Tager Road and rally in support of the gas line.
There you go.
If we get the gas line.
Speaking of that topic, yeah.
You know, I'm going to take a moment to redirect here. So I get a phone call from my brother Dana yesterday, and he goes, "Who's this church guy who's running for lieutenant governor of the Bronx?" I go, that's Josh. He goes, "He did great. He just told the legislature to go to get your head out of your get the gas line. You're all stupid, and if you don't do it, I'm going to make sure you're run out of the legislature." And I go, "That sounds like Josh."
Well, tell your brother we appreciate his support, and we'd love him and all his finance buddies to throw us a fundraiser so we can follow up on those and make sure we hold these people accountable.
There you go. Okay, you guys.
Importantly, be at the rally at 4:30.
Due to vehicle issues on my side of the equation, I'm picking up Emily at 4:30, and we'll probably be there around 5:30, 6 o'clock. So we're going to be late.
At least you'll be there.
Yeah. It goes till 7, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Speakers start at 5:30, and on Pega Road there. Yeah. What's the address to get on Pega Road?
3859 Pega Road, the Golden Heart Waste Management Facility. Come down and support clean energy, cheap energy, jobs, and more revenue.
And that's on the south side of Van Horn.
That's right.
Okay. Hey, so appreciate you too, what you're doing, how you're doing it. And Josh, really appreciated you on the finance committee for the city of Fairbanks. You brought good financial breath, thoughts, and clarity to government. And it was really nice.
I really appreciate that. I enjoyed working with you.
You got it, buddy. You take care, and I'll see you tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. I can't take you anywhere, Ivy. You know, see what happens when you come on the show?
Yeah. All right. On that note, let's see where we're at. We definitely need to de-stress. So there's some physical symptoms sometimes from stress, right?
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're not managing it well or during the stress response, it can cause aches and pains. It can cause chest pain or racing heart. It can cause you to feel exhausted or have trouble sleeping, headaches, shaking, dizziness, high blood pressure, ulcers, irritable bowel syndrome. Trouble with having sex, impotence. Yep. I thought he's looking at his phone. I thought that would get his attention.
I was going down. Oh, my God. I'm reading what you wrote, and that wasn't in there that I found. Maybe I just won't read something like that.
Right?
Get rid of the stress.
Right. If nothing else, that's a good reason to work on your stress.
Ooh,
right?
Trouble having sex, impotence. Yeah, right. Okay, there. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Yes. You don't want that.
No.
And it can weaken your immune system, so it can have some serious effects. Those are physical symptoms.
And, you know, you get worn down from stress over time. It's a grind.
Mm-hmm.
And your immune system goes, you're more apt to catch a cold or
a
flu.
Exactly.
Things like that.
You're more vulnerable to illness and stuff that you're exposed to. You have a strong immune system that, you know, by good healthy sleep, good sense of well-being, you're exposed to someone who's got some kind of organism, a pathogen, you have the ability to fight it off. But when your immune system's weak, then when you're around them, you're a lot more likely to catch it. So it's just self-preservation, really, keeping in mind. So those are some physical symptoms that you might have.
You know, I hope from the show, I guess my number one goal, the first one is people start recognizing their stress.
Yeah.
And then two, from what we talk about here, they learn how to alter it or deflect it or replant it in a different area.
Yes. So first of all, exactly. The goal first is recognizing the stress that you have in your life. And sometimes when you're so wrapped up in it, you don't even realize it.
Yeah.
And the second is, if you can get rid of it, that's the ideal. But in our real life, it's not always something that we can avoid. So yeah. The third is then having a good outlet to get to diminish or get rid of it.
You know, and discussing this, I've had some stress the last week with my work, not my personal or private or public life, but just the work. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy that. But at the same time, I've not been doing my Tai Chi for the last 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh.
And when I do my Tai Chi routine in the morning, it's a great stress reliever.
Yes. Yes.
A very good stress reliever.
I do have that on my list of when we get to ways to decrease the stress and relieve it. So other, let's go to other psychological symptoms, anxiety, irritation, depression, panic attacks, sadness, and then behavioral symptoms, alcohol use disorder, gambling disorder, overeating or developing eating disorders, smoking, increasing smoking or starting smoking, and substance abuse disorder. So those are some unhealthy aspects of stress where we're trying to cope with it and not doing it in a better way. So let's take a diversion. So what kind of stressful events do you say the top stress events in the life, if you surveyed people, what do you think some of the top ones are?
Death of a loved one.
Yeah, illness or death of a loved one.
I would also say getting fired from your job.
Yes. Starting a new job and getting fired, can be very
strong. Yeah, and separation from a mate.
Yes. Separation, divorce.
Divorce, yeah.
And marriage.
Yeah.
So those are the negative stresses and the positive stress. But
yeah, you know, now.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, it's interesting how you ladies, I'm going to be very sexist here, really stress us guys out during the matrimony stuff with everything, all the plans. You know, we're this like, this click and go. And you're like, oh no.
Are you generalizing us into this great big category?
Yes, I am.
That is really wrong.
I know. Because you gave me the opportunity.
We were pretty low-key. We did it all together. And I had all our kids involved in it and stuff.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah.
In general, you know, you hear about the bridezillas and, you know, there's things like that and the stress of a wedding and everything has to be perfect because it is the lady's day. It is her day.
Yeah.
And the guy's more like, you know, it was about a month ago. It was just like, let's just get this thing done. Let's just please.
Oh, honestly, we used to have a DJ business and a wedding rental business. And so we were acutely involved in a lot of weddings in this community. And wow, there was some really, really stressful ones. Oh my goodness, you know. Yeah.
So am I wrong in my caricature?
Sometimes it was the mother-in-laws.
Yeah, a female, yeah.
Hey, it's not everybody.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, the mother-in-law who's, you know, commander.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Yeah, so there were some pretty stressful events. Guess what another one is? Having a baby.
There you go.
Yeah, and retiring. Isn't that odd?
Very much so. Fairbanks, we're going to take a little break. We're going to give you some Jimi Hendrix experience. We're going to have some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather. We'll be back after these messages.
We'll be right back.
Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
President Trump says the negotiations between the U.S. and Iran are still ongoing. Testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, he says reopening the Strait of Hormuz is not enough for Iran to get the sanctions relief.
Any sanctions relief is condition-based, which means it has to be in return for the reason why those sanctions were put in place in the first place, which is their nuclear program.
Iran claims its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. The Trump administration ramping up the number of medications being offered on its discount drug site. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services Administrator Dr. Mehmet Oz announcing the administration adding 160 more drugs to this website.
It means that 4 out of 5 medications that are picked up by Americans going into that same drugstore that I mentioned earlier now have the opportunity to double check that the price they're getting in that drugstore, wherever they're buying it from, is the best price out there.
America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Radio Kenai reports the commercial air service at Kodiak Airport was disrupted last Thursday after an Alaska Airlines jet struck multiple deer while landing, damaging the aircraft and forcing the cancellation of passenger flights for the remainder of the day. The incident occurred around 8 a.m. when an Alaska Airlines Boeing 737 collided with at least 2 deer and possibly a third while decelerating on the runway after touchdown. Despite the collision, the aircraft remained operational long enough to taxi safely to the terminal. No injuries were reported among passengers or crew. Airport and airline personnel later determined the aircraft had sustained damage to its landing gear. The runway incident prompted the cancellation of all commercial passenger flights for the rest of Thursday as crews assessed conditions and worked to restore normal operations. Wildlife strikes remain an ongoing challenge at many Alaska airports, particularly those located near undeveloped areas where animals frequently cross airport
streaming
property.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Whew. Oh, man, I'm out of breath. Hey, Fairbanks, Les Nichols with Fairbanks Nissan. Man, we've been busy like a spring bee. You might have noticed our lot's been a little bit empty lately. We sold out of the 8-passenger Pathfinders and Armadas and almost sold out of the Frontiers, all-wheel drive Kicks, and Nissan Rogues. Of course, it's not that surprising since the last J.D. Power study on initial quality says Nissan has the highest initial quality out of all non-luxury brands. And they're super affordable. And NEMAC has special interest rates. Hey, but never fear, summertime inventory is rolling in right now. So if you want first pick on Nissan's best stuff, come see us today. Oh, and Shorty, our used car manager, has been trying to buy up every car he can get his hands on, and he is not slowing down. We need to buy 46 quality used cars before the end of this month. So if you want to get the most out of your old ride, bring it down to Fairbanks Nissan right now. You'll find out why we're not just the best place to buy your car, we're the best place to sell your old ride too. See all the new rides springing up online at FairbanksNissan.com. That's FairbanksNissan.com.
Credit and NEMAC special interest rates require bank approval. See dealer for details.
KFAR Radio is proud to bring you 50-50 Friday. Every Friday at 9 a.m., log on to our website for a half-price offer from a local business. Great deals on restaurants, stores, shops, services, sporting events, and more. It's 50-50 Friday. This week's offer?
Fairbanks Youth Football and Cheers gearing up for another exciting season, and registration for 2026 is officially open. If you have a child between the ages of 4 and 14, now's the time to sign up and secure their spot on the team of their choice. Registering early guarantees their place at the Rooks, Juniors, or Senior level of tackle. And now you can get your $400 registration fee for either Youth Football or Cheer for half price. That's right, just $200. As Fairbanks Youth Football and Cheer is this week's 50-50 Friday offer.
So log on to KFARradio.com this Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. for this awesome half-price offer. But hurry, as this deal will go fast. It's 50-50 Friday from KFAR. And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Ivy Corella Hollenrake in the studio here with me. Now, how many siblings did you grow up with?
9 of us.
Was that stressful?
Could be.
Sadly, you lost your mom at a young age.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, yeah.
Yeah, mom passed in 63. And of childbirth, which was really rough. So,
wow.
But I think... and then my dad remarried a wonderful woman that helped raise us all. But I think with all that, I think it brought a lot of us closer. because we had to survive together.
Yeah.
So definitely stresses in the life, in the growing up.
You know, no matter who you are, what you are, how you are, you're going to find daily stress situations.
Absolutely.
And then no matter how you are, who you are, what you are, you're going to have large stress situations.
Yep.
So don't think you're alone.
No, I know I'm not alone. As a nurse, I experience a lot of people going through a lot of different kinds of stress. You know, and here's the difficult thing. How do you measure stress?
There is no quantitative way.
Exactly. And it's very subjective, and it takes the person to really get to know themselves and to understand and realize the stress that they're under or how much it is, and identify its effects on them. So it takes a lot of introspection. And when we had a lot of my heart patients come through and just helping them, stress is a risk factor for heart disease.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something that we really need to try to look at. And that's that person I would see in ICU, and they came in with a heart attack, and they're like demanding their laptop because they have got to get their work done. And I'm like, no. That's part of what got you here right now. You need to just, this is a decompress time, and we need to get you through this. And then we have to identify when their work-life demand is that crazy that they, you know, that they're just recovering from the heart attack on the same day, and they're demanding their laptop so they can get back to their business, you know. Is it worth it if it kills you? Yeah, no, it's very real.
Meet Nurse Ivy.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to take a moment to give you more stress because I'm not giving you this thing that gives you stress. And you're going to be stressed over that for a moment.
It's just got to step back.
Now,
right?
now have a shot of tequila,
yeah.
Which is going to, you know, update, you know, make higher your heart rate.
Yeah. Hey, so just, you know, top stressful jobs. Guess one of those is medical.
Yeah, probably nurse.
Professionals. Yeah. And nurse, doctor, first responders.
Police,
first, yeah, any kind of aviation, traffic control.
Yeah.
Military. And they also was listed education and social work.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
What do you think the commonality is there with those?
They deal with people.
Yeah.
They deal with people.
Yeah.
In a time frame where the other person has maybe a life-altering event in a bad way.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
You know, a police officer, they might be getting shot at. They're walking into a family dispute, domestic violence.
Yeah.
I remember talking with some of our police officers, and especially after a murder. And
that's devastating.
Yeah, and especially with children involved.
Yes.
Oh my God, you know, they're crying.
Yes.
Their stresses are elevated. The people who worked in dispatch, and the ladies of dispatch, you know, what they would go through. You know, they're bringing people through CPR and babies.
Yeah.
You know, and kids, stuff like that.
I know.
And, you know, they can't lose their composure no matter what. They have to bring them through the process. And when they hang up the phone, you know, they might take a day or three to recover, you know, things like that.
One of my, in the last 10 years of my nursing, I got involved with the critical incident stress debriefing team, got training in that. Because my first 10 years in critical care, ER, ICU, and open heart, there were some pretty rough days, really rough days. And trying to find ways to decompress were pretty overwhelming. And I saw as through my years in the nursing profession and with other healthcare professionals, and when, you know, some of these ER situations, we teamed up with the providers that brought the injured person in, or the stress, the toll it takes.
Mm-hmm.
And so the training was about helping the responder take care of themselves,
mm-hmm.
back up and decompress in a safe environment and decompress and recognize it and talk about it. Because if you don't, if you bottle it up, it just builds in there, and you have to have an outlet. And for some, And it's usually something that's just kind of unique. Yes, in some of those situations, we deal with the stress stuff every day. So, mm-hmm. you know, your initial response is, this is just my job. We do this. But taking a step back and self-assessment is realizing if it's keeping you awake, if it's bothering you in different ways, if you're starting to take an extra little alcohol or something to just get rid of it, you know, that you're in your mind, or, you know, you're withdrawing from your social situations, it's having a more long-term effect and you need to help. So we would go meet with those teams and talk about it and help them.
You know, and what I've learned is people selling a house, it's very, very stressful for them. Mm-hmm. And so I would say 30% of my job is being Dr. Phil. Really? Really? 30% of my job is being Dr. Mm-hmm. Phil, knowing how to bring someone through this process in a way that they're this, you know, it's a hard process.
Interesting.
Yeah. I think every realtor, every 10 years, should be forced to move. So they understand what your client goes through.
Yeah.
And so I'm not moving. I moved 12 years ago and I was bull. But I remember it, you know, this, you know, having to move.
Helps you understand the other side. Yeah.
And, you know, the process of going through, you know, are you buying? Are you going to get the property? Mm-hmm. Are you selling? What's the engineer's report going to be like? Or what's the appraisal going to be like? Oh, my God. You know, both sides, I got to pack up and move mm-hmm. by a specific date, you know, and then, you know, the buyer, is my bank coming through? Is everything good? You know, it's quite stressful. So that's my life.
Yeah. Well, and I spent just from the personal side too, as well as how long have they lived that house and all those memories and everything and saying goodbye to a lot of those memories and, you know, that can add to another emotional component.
Oh, it is. It's very emotional.
Yeah.
Very emotional. But again, it's the only thing I know.
Yeah. Well, and it's something you love. And that's what we mm-hmm. talked about before, is just being able to have a position or a job that you have loved.
Yeah.
And I've loved going to work and I've loved my profession. And I would pray that everybody had that blessing.
And what, you know, what I like about my profession is throughout the day, everything's changing. You know, who I'm talking to, the client, the property, what's going on. You know, I just enjoy that. And there's no same old, same old. There is no routine. There is no routine. And I like that. I'd die with routine. Oh, my God. Yeah. I'd be the most boring person in the world. Oh, my God, I couldn't have a routine, you know. But at the same time, I am my own boss. And when I need to take 2 hours off in the middle of the day, I just go do it. And I shut down and I sit down and, you know, just de-stress.
Yeah, that's huge. And, and most people don't have that
exactly,
because they're not self-employed.
Exactly.
And be able to just take that step away and stuff.
But also, when my phone rings, you know, you gotta be on.
Yeah.
It's all of a sudden, you know, broker David Pruse is on the phone.
Yeah.
And what's coming at you? You know, you saw my phone going nuts here.
Yeah.
And me during the break, you know, taking care of business. And I wasn't stressed, but... Yeah.
That's what you do.
Yeah. The people, the banker and the client was stressed.
Yeah.
But
you
tone it down. Yeah. You calm it down.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Yeah. That's what a lot of my
Dr. Phil, Dr. Yeah. Dave.
Okie dokie.
I know. It's I'm full of it. I know. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to Ivy Hollenrake, Ask a Nurse program, usually on the first Monday of the month, but... due to all the stresses and the political gamut, she agreed to be on the second day of the month, which is a Tuesday. We'll be back.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
With summertime comes those epic family adventures. Last thing you need are car troubles leaving you on the side of the highway, so make sure everything is running smoothly. Just swing your car or truck by Pearson Auto. From your AC to your radiator, to your fluid levels, belts, and battery, crew at Pearson's will make sure your next summer adventure doesn't come with any surprises. Well, almost no surprises. That's Pearson Auto, off the Rich Highway, and on Airport across from Pikes. Pearson Automotive, your dealership alternative.
Friends don't let friends fish without a derby ticket in Valdez, and here's why. More than $60,000 in cash and prizes can be won in the Valdez Fish Derbies, but there's more to the derbies than prizes. June 12th through 21st, there's a Halibut Hullabaloo Tournament, the Kids Pink Salmon Derbies July 25th, the Women's Silver Salmon Derbies August 8th, and the Silver Salmon Slam Tournament August 28th through September 6th. Visit ValdezFishDerbies.com for more information.
Are you a foster, adoptive, guardianship, or kinship caregiver in Alaska? The Alaska Center for Resource Families is here for you. Whether you're just getting started or need post-adoption support, this statewide resource offers free training, expert guidance, and community of Alaska caregivers. You'll find help with foster parent licensing, ongoing training, and resources for Alaska Native youth and families. Visit acrf.org to learn more. That's acrf.org. Supporting families so every child can thrive.
KFAR weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon with a high of 69. Northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows around 46. Tonight, mainly clear. Highs level off around 73. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Temps near average Thursday and Friday with highs from the upper 60s to the low 70s. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Ivy Corella-Hollenrake in the studio here with me. We're at 907-458-TALK. 907-458-8255 is our Ask a Nurse program. We're talking about stress. Now, for me personally, it's a combination. There's one thing I can't do that causes me high anxiety. I cannot be late for an appointment. I just, you know, if I know I'm going to be late until, you know, I'm, the stress anxiety comes.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah.
So that's, therefore, I'm always 10 minutes early.
Well, that's okay. I mean, but that's where, and that's good. So
I recognize it.
Exactly, recognize it. And I feel the same way. And so I do not like to be late. The way I was raised, it means if you're late, you're disrespecting the person you're meeting with. You're holding them up.
And then there's my little sister, my late little sister.
Yeah.
And with my dad, you know, the Marine, you cannot be late. And that's probably where I got it. With my little sister, if he jumped on her about being late, oh, it was a bad day for everyone.
See, what you need to do for people that are chronically late is just tell them that whatever is starting is it's a half hour early or something.
Yeah, this is my little sister, that by diabolical, evil, smart person that she was. One time my dad was yelling about me for, you know, clean up my room. And I go, how come you never have Donnell clean up her room? And he looks at me and goes, I told her that one time, you know, yelled at her one time, and she wouldn't talk to me for 2 weeks. You won't do that to me. And I go, yeah, it's Donnell. She knows how to fight. But here's another stressor that we always have. Traffic in Fairbanks around the state right now, wherever you're driving, there's road construction.
Yeah.
There's a trailer being pulled.
Yeah.
Backing up traffic. In the winter, there's icy road conditions. You're behind, say you're going down to Delta or Tok, and you're behind a truck hauler, and there's a snow going all over the place. So those are just those momentary high-stress moments that I've just always said to myself, you know, except for the when you're behind all the snow going around.
Yeah.
I don't worry about road construction anymore because in you have your four seasons, political season, road construction season, winter season, and summer season.
Yeah. And basically to offset that is leave early.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And just realizes it, you know, there's no point in stress because you're not going to get there any sooner. But if you leave earlier, it takes a lot of that stress because you're not hitting that tight, you know, deadline most times.
And then this time of year, you have the tourists.
Yeah.
And you know, you have the princess buses and the tourists, you know, running around. And so it's just, you know, and like we were talking, we pack so much in between May and September.
We do.
That we hibernate from November through February. We start coming out in March with the
to
sun.
To recover from our crazy 24/7.
But that's how we are. That's how we live in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle that I've chosen.
It is. Mine too. Me too. It
balls to the wall.
Yep.
Then shut it down.
Yeah. So, just getting back to a little bit, you know, when we talked about the different professions. Mm-hmm. And so common factors with those professions, just so you kind of think about it, is the unpredictability of your job.
Yeah.
Life-threatening environments, high trauma risks.
Yeah. Every time a police officer walks up to a car.
Yes.
Knocks on a door.
Yes. And you just never know.
Yeah.
And constant alertness, volatile environments, intense public scrutiny.
Yeah.
That's pretty huge. Yeah. And under-resourcing.
Yeah.
So all of those, if you factor in any of those that may be part of your profession, understanding that it comes inherent with some element of higher stress level. So if we don't understand our stress and management, go ahead.
Well, you know, when I was mayor, it was interesting. There was always this fight between whether we should increase the staffing of the fire department or not. There was always a fight.
Yeah, that's pretty.
And then Mike Sanders, the chief of staff, he did a weekend with him. You know, he's there for 48 hours. And when he was done, he said, "We were never slow. We were always stressed. Mm-hmm. We were always going." Mm-hmm. And that's when I made the decision, we expand.
Yes.
And found a way to afford it. But it was because of not me personally doing it, but someone I trusted inherently telling me that these guys are working their behinds off.
They are.
And, you know, we're losing them too many. And
Very emotional, very stressful.
Yeah.
And then you have those situations where there's a death or trauma along with it, you know, and that's what we worked hand in hand with them as well. And just, yeah. And they're critical for our community.
Yeah.
We appreciate them. I've worked so much with firefighters. I have a lot of them in my life, mm-hmm. And my family, mm-hmm. And really, really appreciate all of them and what they do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if we don't manage it, we already talked a lot about things that can
happen.
Yeah, like impotence, infertility.
Well, I was thinking more like stroke and heart attack.
Well, that comes along exactly. Migraines, ulcers, high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, autoimmune disorders where it goes to the next level. So mm-hmm. Yeah, it could have critical effects on our medical condition.
And if you're listening to the show and you're sort of recognizing some of the symptoms that Ivy is telling you, be thinking of ways to de-stress.
That's where we're going now. Let's talk about that.
Okay.
Okay. So managing that stress, you can't always avoid it, but you can stop from becoming overwhelmed by it by practicing daily stress management or stress release activities. Mm-hmm. And one, remember we talked about that, adrenaline's release. So first, a physical movement.
Yeah.
That's going to be so big. It doesn't have to be really strenuous, but getting some physical movement in there, you know, getting some force of physical activity, getting out, taking a walk, even a short walk can boost your mood and release it some.
And what's, you know, upon reflection of one of the reasons why my Tai Chi has tailed off is my dog walks every morning have really increased. And it's a mile and a half.
Well, at least, right. So they're both positive things, which is really, really good.
And it makes the dogs happy and it does a de-stressed household.
because they can create some havoc when they're stressed out.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Let's see, what else? At the end of the day, you know, think about what you've accomplished, not what you didn't get done. Positive self-thinking, positive self-thought.
I got to start doing that more. Yes. Thank you for that. That's a great piece of advice. Yeah. That really is.
It is. Instead of, right, because you put yourself down when you think, oh, I didn't get all this done, but look what I did do. And then my mornings, I usually start by being thankful. I sit there and think about, and when I say my morning prayers and stuff, but I talk about what am I thankful for? And oh my gosh, when you sit and think about it, we are so much to be thankful.
I'm always, you know, I always say to myself, you are... I'm a very fortunate person. I'm just a very fortunate person with the life I've had, the life I lead, and the life I will lead. Mm-hmm. And it started out with my parents, you know, and what they were able to impress upon the family. And sometimes my older brothers and I, we, you know, battled like hell, but we're all still very close.
You know, and that's an interesting thing. So, right. So you have your siblings and you have your times where you battle and you have the negative. But if you think of the inverse, I've dealt with patients that had no one.
Yeah.
They had no siblings. They had no children.
Yeah.
They are alone. Yeah. It doesn't even come to my mind because I've been so blessed with always people around me. I never felt alone.
And then, you know, I don't have any family in Fairbanks. I haven't had any family in Fairbanks in 30 years. It's just me. It's just me. So I've created my own family of friends.
That's what we do here.
Yeah.
That's what Alaskans do because a lot of people don't have it.
And I really do. You know, on Saturday mornings, there's a group of us that get together for coffee. On Friday, there's a group of us that get together for a few beverages.
And that's that social engagement, which is really important. That's another outlet. Good.
Yeah.
But it should be people that are positive, that have positive energy, not people who bring you down. So keeping that in mind, too. There's some social situations that aren't that are healthiest. And so looking at that social support and is it helpful? I got a couple more things.
Mm-hmm.
So setting goals for your day, but make it narrow so that you can control the moment. There's small
something.
Tasks.
Yeah.
Yes. And then so that you kind of have a plan for the day, but make it flexible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so that you're not stressed if you didn't get it done. But
you know what my secret power is?
What?
Flexible day scheduling. That's my superpower. Well, you saw me here, you know.
Yeah.
I've got a 12:30. I'll be someplace at 12:15, and they'll know everything by 12:20, and bam, you
there
know.
We go. Yep.
Yeah, it's my boom. Superpower.
Yep, gotta get back on the radio. Okay. See. So when do you seek help? If you're feeling overwhelmed, having physical health effects like we talked about.
Yeah.
Symptoms of stress not resolving with your stress relief techniques, acknowledging that you're developing some substance abuse issues or this worsening. There is emergency help. There's a crisis and suicide line. You can call or text 988. It's a 24 hours. Someone's there to give you support and to redirect you if needed.
Yeah.
So, you know, making sure you're being aware of that there is someone to call.
You know, it's interesting with Emily. She always encourages me to be with a couple of my friends because she says, when you two are together, when you guys are together, it's just so funny, you know, the way you guys talk and just commiserate. And she just enjoys witnessing it.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't tape this.
So, you know? So is that her comedy time? Or
yeah, it's her non-payment of entertainment time. Oh. I'm so used.
Yeah.
I know. We got about a minute and a half left. Been a good show.
Thanks.
We're both smiling.
Yeah. We have fun. We have fun just talking about old times.
Yeah.
And our Fairbanks, we love Fairbanks. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
And we're committed. We want to see the health of our community. And we want to see us everybody strong and enjoy that sunshine while we have it because we know what's going to come later. So we just make the most of it.
Don't say it.
Well, just have fun out there.
Yeah.
Do what makes you happy.
Yeah.
Within limits.
And my favorite spot in the world is my back deck.
Oh, isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's your favorite spot?
I have my front deck. And I have my bird feeders there, and I hear the bird song, and just the beautiful green is where I grew up. So I look at that just out there. The only thing missing is if I had a nice creek there, get up by them. But that would just, otherwise, it's just amazing.
Ms. Hollenrake, you have a good afternoon. Fairbanks, you have a good day. Tomorrow, I have a bet to pay off on the air with Joni Skillbred. She kicked my backside again in guessing when the Nan Ice Classic would go out. So I have to, on the air tomorrow, while she gives her presentation, give her a gourmet meal. It's going to be microwave burritos in a plastic bag.
Yeah,
I know. Fairbanks, have a great day. And again, Ivy, thank you very much. We'll see you later.
God bless you all.
Yep.